GOP blasts Biden admin over reckless reversal of Title 42, warns of full-scale invasion. By Joshua Klein on December 19, 2022. Republican officials blasted the Biden administration ahead of the reckless and dangerous reversal of the Title 42 Trump-era public health policy that allows for the immediate expulsion of migrants without allowing them to seek asylum, warning the imminent move would lead to a full-scale invasion of the country. The lifting of Title 42, due for Wednesday, is expected to spur a wave of migration at the southern border. Our national security is an afterthought to the Biden administration and this Department of Homeland Security, the House Committee on the Judiciary GOP account tweeted. Title 42 ends in 2 days. Get ready for more of this. Border Patrol expects the average daily encounters to double once Title 42 ends this week. Joe Biden has failed to address the humanitarian crisis at our southern border, and it's only getting worse. Title 42 ends in 2 days. It's the last line of defense to combat rampant illegal immigration, Representative Jim Jordan, RO, wrote. And what are Democrats in the House doing today to stop it from ending? Nothing, he added. The White House says Joe Biden has done the work to deal with what we're seeing at the border since day one, he wrote in another tweet. The millions of illegal aliens who've crossed the southern border since his inauguration show otherwise. The termination of Title 42 will, without a doubt, make the hashtag Biden border crisis even worse, Sen. Chuck Grassley, YAR, warned. The Biden administration's termination of Title 42 is just the latest in a long line of irresponsible decisions that have led to more illegal immigrants being encountered at the southern border, he wrote in another tweet. Title 42 ends on Wednesday. El Paso just declared a state of emergency. Meanwhile, the president, who still hasn't been to our southern border, just returned to D.C. from his beach house, Representative Barry Moore, RL, wrote. The Biden administration has failed to secure our southern border, House Republican Conference Chair Representative Elise Stefanik wrote. As Title 42 ends in just 2 days, illegal encounters are on track to double, she added. Where's the outrage? Title 42 ends Wednesday. 14,000 migrants are expected to cross the border illegally every day. The Biden admin still does not have a plan, Representative Mike Kelly, RPA, wrote. My House GOP colleagues and I are calling on the Biden admin to extend Title 42 until a long-term plan is in place, he added. This administration's willingness to allow Title 42 to expire, with no plan in place to deal with the impending influx of migrants, exemplifies their complete lack of care for the safety and security of our country and its people, wrote Representative Kevin Hern, ROK. Illegal border crossings could double when Title 42 expires this week, putting border communities and our nation under even greater strain, Representative Claudia Tenney, RNY, wrote. Joe Biden still doesn't have a plan to address this impending crisis, she added. When at Rep. Tony Gonazals and I visited this facility in March of 2021, agents told us the Trump admin built it large enough to never be filled. Today it is 4x over capacity, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, wrote. The Biden admin is not even trying to solve the border crisis they created, and it is about to get worse, he added. Title 42 expires Wednesday. What's the Biden administration's plan? Senator Joni Ernst, RIA, asked. Ending Title 42 without a strong substitute proves that a weakened border is by design, Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, wrote. Title 42 ends on Wednesday. El Paso just declared a state of emergency. Where's the Biden administration? Nowhere to be found, Representative Guy Reese-Kentheler, RPA, wrote. Title 42 will end next week. 14,000 illegal immigrants are expected to cross our border every day, he added. The White House has no plan, he wrote in another tweet. This administration has ushered in an era of incompetence, negligence, and recklessness at our southern border, Representative Pat Fallon, RTX, wrote. They have thrown out countless policies that would severely mitigate the crisis and now, Title 42 is set to expire with no plan to fill the void, he added. Title 42 is set to end in 2 days, bringing a flood of illegal migrants to our border, Representative Chip Royce, RTX, press office tweeted. 212 House Republicans sign Rep. Roy's discharge petition on it Rep. Harrell's bill to keep Title 42 in place. But Democrats are still refusing to allow a vote on it. When Title 42 ends this week, Border Patrol has warned that the number of migrant encounters at our southern border will double. Representative David Kustoff, RTN, wrote. This is a national security and humanitarian crisis that the Biden administration continues to ignore, he added. The mayor of El Paso, a Democrat, declared a state of emergency with Title 42 set to expire. The Biden admin, though, has pressured the mayor not to declare an emergency, Republican National Committee spokesman Tommy Pickett wrote. Biden created this crisis. After 21 months, the least he could do is recognize it, he added. The Biden administration needs to wake up and face the reality of the hashtag Biden border crisis, Senator Bill Hagerty, RTN, wrote. For nearly 2 years, there has been no action taken from Joe Biden except to ignore the issue and make this massive humanitarian and national security catastrophe even worse. The Biden admin has dismantled our nation's most effective border security policies. When I travel to the border, CBP agents told me that Title 42 was the last tool they had left to partially slow the tidal wave of illegal crossings, he wrote in another tweet. Removing it will be a grave mistake, he added. The systematic dismantling of proven border security measures is resulting in a loss of operational control, putting our national security in jeopardy, Congressman Troy Balderson, RO, wrote. Rolling back Title 42 without a plan in place for restoring control is both reckless and dangerous, he added. Under Joe Biden, over 5 million illegal migrants have crossed the wide-open southern border, Senator Steve Daines, R-Mount, wrote. Our communities have become less safe. Fentanyl use and drug overdoses have skyrocketed. This crisis is turning into a catastrophe, he added. Title 42 is one of the last defense measures used to prevent illegal immigration, and it expires next week, Texas Republican Congressman Troy Nels wrote. 14,000 illegal aliens a day are expected to pour over our southern border. That's 5.1 million a year, he added. We no longer have a crisis. It's a full-scale invasion. With Title 42 ending, our nation is going to be overrun with illegals worse than at just about any other point in history, Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, wrote. Remember, this is intentional and all part of Biden's systematic destruction of America, she added. The comments come as thousands of migrants continue to cross from Mexico into the city in anticipation of the end of the Title 42 protocol expected on Wednesday. On Saturday, the mayor of El Paso declared a disaster due to a humanitarian, security, and economic crisis resulting from a mass migration through the city. The surge of migrant crossings is only expected to escalate following the termination of the Title 42 migrant removal protocol. Without Title 42, Biden officials have admitted that up to 500,000 border crossers and illegal aliens, the equivalent of the population of Atlanta, Georgia, could arrive at the border each month. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.